Hi, people. Welcome back to Dr. Sam's Musings. I hope that February has been very kind to you so far. Excuse my voice. The same reason why I didn't post an episode last week is still the same reason why I sound like this. I've had a really bad cough and I'm literally just getting back together. So bear with me. Initially, the topic I'd wanted to speak on was how things always look better on the other side and how we should be thankful for our own trials. And it kind of keyed, after I thought of the topic and the earthquake happened, it really struck home for me how apt it was. Because, you know, we complain so much about what we're going through in Nigeria and whatnot, and we fail to see the mercies and the kindness and the, you know, blessings of God upon us. I understand that, you know, we're in a really, really terrible state. Nobody is disproving that. But I'm just saying that, you know, when things like this happen and you know that there's actually a worse state that we can be, it reminds us to be thankful and to not try too hard to understand the wisdom of God. And it's the same thing in the microcosm of our lives. This is on a grander scale, but in the microcosm of our lives as well, it's the same thing. You know, you're going through something. Maybe you're ill, or maybe you don't have money, and you feel as if, you know, your problems are the biggest problems. And then you hear about some other people's issues and you're like, man, I'll take mine. And I always say that when each of us is coming down to earth, or, you know, when we're coming into this world, all our trials, all our, you know, battles have been handpicked for us based on who God knows we are. If you sit down with 10 people on the table, unless they don't want to share, every single person has a pain point. Everybody has something that they're dealing with. At that point, it might be something massive, it might be something small. But the nature of this world is one that will always come in bad times. You cannot be happy all the time. You cannot have an upward trajectory all the time. There will be times when you will have challenges. Some of those challenges might be as little as a, you know, prick of a thorn, and some of them might be so huge that you wonder how you're going to come off them. The point of it all, I keep reminding people, I keep telling people, I keep saying this over and over again, the point of it all is not what has happened itself, it's your reaction to it. Because everything that happens to you, you have no control over. Yes, we have free will, and yes, we have, you know, our parts that we play in the equation, but ultimately everything that happens to you has been predestined to happen to you. And the point of it is not, you know, for you to stop and be wondering what could I have done differently. The past is done. The point is, you're here now. What are you going to do about it? When I saw images, you know, coming out of Turkey, and, you know, people that had lost family members and were still thankful to God even through their tears, I was just like, if this happened to us, would we have this level of faith and, you know, trusting God? So many things happen, you know. Everybody has their unique life trials. You think that yours is bad, and you sit down with someone else and you're like, man, please, I'll stick with mine. You realize how merciful God has been to you. So the next time you want to whine and whimper about your life, do it also with gratitude. Acknowledge, you know, that you're going through something, but also acknowledge that you, the mercies that God has sent you with that you cannot see. Don't ever complain about God. Complain to God, acknowledging Him, acknowledging all the good He has done in your life prior to that, and that He's doing that you cannot see. Don't be a bitter person that just complains about what they see. Look beyond your nose and think about the mercies that you cannot even see, that you're so oblivious to, that God has given you. Imagine sleeping in your bed with your family and an earthquake happens and everything comes tumbling down. Even if you don't die in it, your life as you know it has changed. There are no schools, no hospital, the banks are destroyed, your workplace is destroyed, the only clothes you have are the clothes on your back. Like, it's complete devastation. It's like watching one of those horrible movies and you're like, what is going to happen the next day? So before I go into the real topic for today, I really, really want us to dig deep. Please, I've posted two trusted ways that you can support the relief efforts in Turkey. One is from a friend who is Turkish and she's gathering money and will send it to her brother who is on ground in Turkey. And another is from a group that I can personally vouch for. So please, send something, a token, whatever it is, and pray that God does not test us with the same thing. And also, if you don't have anything to send at the moment, at least say a sincere dua. Your prayer can be the reason why one child is pulled out of the rubble, why one person will not die. So just say a sincere prayer for the people that are still trapped, for those that have survived but have lost their loved ones, for those that have nothing. Pray for ease for them. Pray for, you know, succor for them. Really, really sincerely pray for them and pray that God does not test us with something similar. So on to what I wanted to talk about today. Today I want to talk about the fact that you need to really, really, really know yourself. You need to, if you have, especially if you have a public voice or a public persona, or you're someone that does, you know, things in the public eye, you need to really, really examine, continue to stop to examine your intentions for doing things and have a solid why for doing things. Because you cannot continue to dance to the tune of people. Me, when it comes to what people think or say about me, well, I am very tone deaf. I don't pay attention to it, because for many reasons. The first reason is that just as words are my blessing, words can also be my curse, in that I'm very sensitive to words. I can be very easily hurt by words. So I've created a very powerful defense mechanism where only people that truly, truly matter to me can slightly hurt me with their words. And even at that, I've learned how to poke through it and know when someone is projecting and know when someone is. But words are very powerful in my life, so I don't tend to want to hear too much of them from other people. So before I do something or before I say something, I really think it through. I really, you know, analyze it. I really look at, okay, the ways that people can misconstrue it or misunderstand it or whatnot. And when I look at the bigger picture and I realize this would do more good than harm, not everybody might like it, but it would do more good than harm, then I go ahead and I do, because my intentions, I always try to make as pure as possible. And I always say that, you know, nobody is perfect. You know, no matter how good you are, no matter how kind you are, no matter how, you know, helpful you are, no matter how kind, you know, just pure-hearted you are, you will still do things that will rub off people the wrong way. You still do things that will, you know, maybe hurt someone. It might not be your intent, but it might happen. And it's okay for you to just be like, you know what, this was not my intention. I always say, when someone has come to you and said something that you did hurt me, the first thing you should do is just apologize, because you cannot invalidate someone's feelings, even if you know where you were coming from. They received it a different way. So intention and perception don't always work in tandem. If someone tells you that what you did hurt me, that's not the place for you to justify and say, well, that's not what I meant. Apologize and be like, I really apologize for making you feel that way. And if the opportunity presents itself later, you can go back and say, honestly, this is how I intended it, and I'm sorry that you received it that way, XYZ. But the point of this podcast is to tell you that no matter what you do, no matter how pure your intentions are, no matter how sure you are about the sincerity and the goodness and the kindness of your actions, not everybody will receive it that way, for a myriad of reasons. Some people are just naturally not predisposed to goodness. Like, they would cover anything and quote anything in a sheen of they would scrutinize and they would cover anything with that. There'll just be a layer of skepticism or whatnot. It's okay. You have to understand that not everybody, like, look at Musa, look at Jesus. You know, Jesus was one of the most powerful prophets. Look at Muhammad, peace be upon them. They were two of the most powerful prophets of God, and not everybody responded to them. So who are you to assume that because you have a good intention? These are people that brought messages from God Almighty. So who are you to think that people, mere human beings, will respond to you, a regular human being, wholeheartedly? I've heard of, you know, a lot of conversations that stem from the things that I say. I'm very, very extremely thankful that a lot of the conversations are positive ones, they're kind ones, but they're the occasional ones where people are, you know, saying unsavory things about me and whatnot, and I just take it in stride. I've always dealt with criticism. I've always, from my businesses to, I've always dealt with criticism, but I always say that my life, alhamdulillah, has largely been positive. So I choose to focus on the positive. I choose to, you know, focus on people that respond favorably. If someone responds to me negatively, I try to see, is there something, you know, that I can learn from this? Is there, you know, something, you know, that is a positive criticism from what this person is saying? But the moment that I realize that you're being a certain type of way because of deeper factors, could be envy, could be your personal experience with something else. Once I realize that this has nothing to do with me, but is a projection of you upon me, I know how to just distance myself. But because I'm the kind of person that I feed off energy, I'm a largely very positive person. I am all sunshines and rainbows. I like things being happy and pleasant. I don't know how to allow myself be affected so much by people. It can get to me. I can hear things that people say and I get a bit bothered. But because I'm so sure, I examine my, in Islam it's called niyyah. I examine my niyyah so much that before I put up something, I'm checking to make sure that there's no word in it that is untrue or that has been exaggerated. I'm so particular about things like that, that if I do all of that, I search my heart and I share something and someone still has something about it, for me, I'm just like, I've done my best. Like, I'm not here to try and convince anybody or try and, you know, I've done my best, you know. So I'm saying that if you have a public voice of any sort, even if it's 10 people you are able to reach or 100 people or thousands of people, if you have a lot of followers that respond to things that you say, you have to be very careful about how you use your platform. You have to be very careful and be very intentional about how you use this this gift that God has given you, and you have to be very sure of yourself. If not, I see a lot of people with public platforms that you can tell that they're struggling. They don't, you cannot look at their pages and say, oh, this is how this person is. They move with the times. Today they can be a voice for something, and then 2 months later you're like, okay, but 2 months ago weren't you on that side? Like, you see that they're not so sure of themselves, so they're doing it more for public validation, for the numbers, for the followers. They don't want to upset the followers, and I feel like once you become that person, you don't have a voice of your own, and it's so much easier for you to lose who you are. So I'm just saying that if you have any opportunity, if you have any platform, whether it's a podcast, whether it's writing, whether it's a YouTube channel, be very, very, very careful of how you allow voices of other people influence you. Stay true to who you are, but be sure, be deeply intentional about checking that the reason why you're doing what you're doing is for pure purposes. Like, for me, all I am, ya Allah, you know, all I want to do in this world is just to end the pleasure of God. Whatever it is that I say, whatever it is that I share, whatever it is that I do, I want to, I'm trying to always be that person that thinks, how can this draw me closer to the pleasure of God? So even the things I share on social media, some days I struggle, I'm like, you know, this, do I really want to put this? But when I've examined it and I've, you know, really, really scrutinized it, and I feel like, you know, yeah, this will have a positive effect, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And a lot of times God will even come and just kind of vindicate me or validate my feelings, because like I always say, somebody will come and say, oh, I needed this, oh my God, I just prayed about this, and God uses to answer and things like that. So my point, my purpose of sharing this is just, and I'm saying this for a reason, but I don't want to get into the reason. I'm saying this, if you have people's ears, if you have the audience of people, please, I'm begging you, stay true to who you are, but make sure that you is one that is working for the pleasure of God and not against the pleasure of God. Make sure that you constantly examine your niyyah. Make sure that you don't lose yourself to likes and followers, and that you keep your messages pure and to the glory of God Almighty. Please, if this is resonating with you, go back and remake your intention and make sure that you're working on the side of good. Fame and popularity are very, 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 very powerful drugs. Don't let them pull you under. Like, don't let them make you forget who you are. Like, use whatever platform you have in whatever capacity you can to glorify God and to seek His pleasure. That's my little message for this week. I'll be back here next week Wednesday, hopefully with a clearer voice. Have an amazing rest of the week, guys. Bye.